Peter, what's Kelly's eye looking at today?
Today, David, in all the programmes we've done to date, we've been very careful to watch our P's and Q's.
Yes.
And today, we're watching our B and Q's.
We are. B and Q. Entrance, exit. You can't miss it, can you?
You can't. And most people will say it's never changed. But it has. It opened. When did it open? It opened the 14th of July, 1986.
Yes.
So it's 19 years old, almost 20 years old. And not all that long after it opened, a few years, 5 years, whatever, it was extended. And if, from where we're standing at the bottom of the car park, the entrance as it is now was built out, I don't really remember before, it was just sort of a doorway straight into the building. So they built out this porch and put the big B&Q lettering on the side. But if we look to the right of that, you can see where it says customers loading only. There's a large opening which was filled in.
Yeah.
Can't remember whether that was a window or staff entrance or what it was, but that was the end of the building.
So and they added on, not quite as much again, but
yeah, well, six bays. Of course, it was a portal frame, steel frame.
Yeah.
Because you can see the change in colour of brick.
You can.
At that point,
yes.
In fact, on the pillar on the corner, you can see where it's tied in.
Yeah.
So there was an extra six bays, which certainly increased it by 40% more anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
At least 40% more. And it's ongoing because now they're putting a mezzanine floor in on part of it. And who knows, one day that might actually be a complete first floor.
Yeah.
And it's forever popular. It's a straightforward building. It's, as far as I know, was an in-house design by B&Q. They have a format. The flooring, from recollection, Marty Downey did that. And I think that was done as the steel framework went up. And then, of course, the whole thing very quickly came together, opened up. One politician said it'll never last. And I know how they have this habit of opening up and getting special offers because they get good deals from the suppliers. But they'll be gone. And here we are 19 years later.
Yes.
And it's still here.
In its very, very simple form, though. I mean, apart from the big B&Q in the front there, it's nothing except a straightforward set of panels, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an industrial building, and inside there are no frills either. You've got the steelwork exposed, you've got the underside of the roof exposed. There are heaters, warm air heaters in there, which obviously help in the winter. You have an external area.
Was that with it originally? I guess not, was it?
Yes, there was an external area, but again, that moved down. And of more recent times, you've got all that netting. Whether that's to stop people getting in or stop the birds getting at the strawberries, I don't know. it's quite high up and it gives them room to stick sheds on top of other sheds. But this is a formula. That this is what B&Q have in various places throughout the country. Nowadays, some of the more modern ones are a different design, but the concept is the same. And this, I suppose, is an American idea, really, initially, but this is the way retailing is going.